Welcome to the Cannon Trading Podcast, where we bring you daily episodes with market updates and periodic deep dives into the world of trading commodities, futures, and options. Today is Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Stocks took a sharp downturn today, marking the end of a challenging month, as higher-than-expected wage data sparked fresh worries about inflation ahead of the Fed's upcoming rate decision tomorrow. The S&P 500 closed down 1.57% at 5,035.69, while the Dow fell 570.17 points, or 1.49%, to finish at 37,815.92. April proved to be a particularly rough month for the major indices, with the Dow posting its worst monthly performance since September 2022, losing 5%. The S&P 500 slid about 4.2%, and the NASDAQ lost 4.4%, marking the end of their five-month winning streaks. Gold prices also fell more than 1% to a one-week low due to an increase in the dollar and the U.S. Treasury yields. The Labor Department reported today that the Employment Cost Index, which measures wages and benefits, rose by 1.2% in the first quarter. Treasury yields rose after the release of the data, with the two-year yield reaching 5%. The Fed is scheduled to announce its interest rate decision tomorrow afternoon, and officials are expected to express reluctance to lower interest rates anytime soon as inflation data continues to signal ongoing price pressures. If you're trading the S&P 500 tomorrow, your first resistance level is 5120 and your first support level is 5023. And if you're trading gold tomorrow, your first resistance level is 2333 and your first support level is 2286. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode after the markets close. Thank you for listening and good trading. If you'd like to receive daily support and resistance levels, you can sign up for our newsletter by following the link in the description. Trading commodities, futures, and options involves a substantial risk of loss. The recommendations contained in this podcast are of opinion only and do not guarantee any profits. This podcast is for educational purposes only. Past performances are not necessarily indicative of future results.